President Biden has confirmed a diverse group of 40 federal judges this year. That's the most for a new president since the Reagan era. These judges have a lifetime tenure, so their influence could be felt for decades. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports.
The effort to identify judge candidates started a year ago, even before President Biden took the oath of office. Incoming White House counsel Dana Remus wrote to Democratic senators. She urged them to cast a wide net and look beyond the prosecutors and corporate lawyers who populate most of the federal bench.
That letter certainly reflected the president's priorities in ensuring the federal judiciary is reflective of the diversity of both the country and the legal profession.
President Trump's 226 judges were overwhelmingly white and male. Biden has made a different choice, emphasizing diversity across multiple dimensions. Chris Kang handled judge nominations in President Obama's White House. He says Biden is far outpacing the last Democrat in office.
President Obama nominated 36% of his judges were people of color, and President Biden is at 65%. And 42% of President Obama's judges were women, and President Biden is at 74%.
This year, Biden confirmed the first openly LGBTQ woman for an appeals court, Beth Robinson, and the first Muslim American to serve as a federal judge, Zahid Qureshi, in New Jersey. Biden also elevated a record number of Black women to federal appeals courts, many of them former public defenders. White House counsel Dana Remus.
I think, very simply, diversity improves public confidence in our institutions.
Remus says she's heard the outreach from the White House is starting to reach a wider audience.
I'm hopeful that it's inspiring law students and younger lawyers as well to think ahead.
April Fraser Kamara leads the National Legal Aid and Defender Center, which supports legal aid lawyers and public defenders.
The majority of people who come to the doorsteps of criminal courts every day are from communities of colors and also communities who don't have access to resources.
Fraser Kamara says having judges who have worked with those kinds of clients will make a difference.
We know that professionals who have experience actually working within the legal systems and working directly with clients and communities are better equipped to fully understand the impact of the laws in which they enforce from the bench.
She's pleased with the White House so far, but she says there's still a long way to go to make the federal bench look more like the rest of the country. For Biden, the job could get tougher in the coming year. Most of his judge nominees so far have come from states with two Democratic senators who won't block his choices for the courts. Carrie Severino runs the conservative-leaning Judicial Crisis Network.
Obviously, the Biden administration has first focused on the low-hanging fruit in order to get any nominees through in other states would require a compromise process, and it just remains to be seen whether that's something that can be achieved.
White House counsel Dana Remus says the president will try to leverage his long relationships in the Senate.
And we will continue working in good faith with all senators to fill our vacancies.
But it's not clear whether Republicans will see things the same way, especially in a Senate that's evenly divided. There's yet another unknown for the year ahead, whether President Biden could have an opening to fill on the Supreme Court. Severino of the Judicial Crisis Network says conservatives are on alert.
Oh, look, we have a policy of always being ready. You never know when a judicial vacancy is going to arise. And so we always are prepared for the next big fight.
Carrie Johnson, NPR News.